Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network. I welcome Chris Riegel, the CEO of Scala, and Scala.com is the website. This is the Scala Report. Scala is a global technology firm transforming the retail space with digital signage, digital activity, robots. And Chris and I turn to robots because The Economist magazine, the London Smart Set, has devoted a whole issue to the future of work. And in there is the attention to robotics. Robotics have been, I learned from the historians, a major concern of return to work in the 1920s and the 1960s. In other words, we're in a cycle here. Every once in a while, something bad happens, like a recession or a depression or a war. And coming out of it, robotics are seen to be threatening to the workforce. Will I get a job back? I remind all of you, well-read people, and those of you just becoming well-read, that everyone, when they think of robots in the 21st century, thinks of the great Isaac Asimov novel, I, Robot, and the three laws of robotics, which I will read. First law, a robot may not injure a human being or, through inaction, allow a human being to come to harm. Second law, a robot must obey the orders given by human beings, except where such orders would conflict with the first law. Third law, a robot must protect its own existence as long as such protection does not conflict with the first or second law. Chris, a very good evening to you. The three laws of robotics, I have no reason to challenge them. Is it your opinion right now that robots are obeying humans, or have they moved into our territory here in the early 21st century? Good evening, Chris.
Good evening, Don. You're seeing a wide use of robots in many tasks, and robots are really being driven and enhanced through the progression of artificial intelligence. So as compute power allows more and more artificial intelligence, you see more and more sentient robots, whether that is, as the example this week, NYPD using a Boston Dynamics robot dog to go on patrol with it, as you're seeing other use cases of service automation, artificial intelligence robots working hand in hand to augment human resources is becoming more and more common.
Is it appropriate for me to regard the electronics serving me right now as we talk as robotics? Because they are doing my tasks, they're doing what I say, and without them I could not conduct this interview, I could not talk to the planet. I certainly couldn't get information and record it and make it available in real time. Is that all fair to say these are robots, Chris?
Not necessarily robots, but augmented intelligence might be the better phrase. You're seeing this continued explosion in artificial intelligence and automation points like robots because you have this very, very odd thing going on. Even though unemployment in the U.S. is relatively high, you have incredible problems in retail, in fast food, and many service industries in finding people to work. So there's this amazing push happening at the moment across industries to say what points of your day could be automated by either robot or artificial intelligence point. It could be something as simple as a robot making your coffee in an automated fashion, or something taking your order for a product or a service. People have become more accustomed because of Siri, because of the A word that you might have at home as well. Those different services bringing automated intelligence as service points. So you're seeing that adoption rate start to grow as human employees are becoming harder and harder to find and more and more expensive.
Automation is an old-fashioned word for what we're witnessing right now, which is to build and construct not only robots, but the directing system, sometimes called artificial intelligence, that allows us to sort through the data or to do our tasks better. For example, I'm told that a deal of understanding of the world's shipping, which was momentarily interrupted by the Suez fiasco, is done planning with very large computing power ahead of time to integrate all of this and to make things move around. The puzzle I have is, does that create jobs? Does that create human jobs? Does that create the need for human jobs? Or does it eliminate human jobs? Is there one version of what all of that vast AI is going to do?
I don't think that it net creates jobs. It probably changes jobs. And when I say that, if you're looking at artificial intelligence, service automation, robotics, you're bringing more technology and more discrete advanced skill sets to eliminating either repetitive or dangerous or less productive work, such that that robot or that automation point may be a robot going into an environment like Fukushima in Japan to help check radioactive waste in an environment that might be too dangerous for a human to go into, or it could be the Roomba or the automatic robotic grass cutter that you put in your front yard to save you time. It limits or reduces some of the things that you might have to do that are either dangerous or utilitarian, but can be done in a more automated fashion.
You travel widely, and your business is integrated, your business to business, B2B, you're integrated with other industries. Do you see any trend whatsoever to change the normal investment in robotics or augmented intelligence? Do you see a change in that coming out of the pandemic, or was there a change underway beforehand? Any break in the pattern, Chris?
Absolutely. Both in the retail and in the quick service restaurant industry, you're seeing huge disruptions to the labor force. So you're going to see more and more and more service automation, whether that's voice-based ordering or kiosk ordering or mobile app ordering. The number of people employed in those industries is going to reduce, both out of the challenge of getting workers in those industries as well as the increasing pay rates. So you'll see much, much more service automation there, and you as a consumer will be having more and more interactions where you're either self-servicing or dealing with an automation point as opposed to a human on the other end of that transaction.
I learned from The Economist that a paper was published in January 2021, in other words, still under the pall of the pandemic, by Alexandra Georgieff and Anna Milanes from the OECD. And it presented the facts that the countries that have adopt more technology, that leads to higher productivity, but also there's reason to believe it leads to more jobs or more jobs available. Employment was rising even as robots improved. Now, that might be an OECD paper to make people feel better about it, but productivity leads to prosperity, leads to more work. Is that how to regard this? If we increase productivity, don't we increase opportunity?
I think you increase opportunity, but with any jump in productivity, there's also disruption. So relative to the skill sets that we're teaching children as they're coming up through their educational systems, more and more knowledge of technology is a good thing, and that basis to understand that the most basic, most utilitarian tasks may be able to be done with robots in an automated and easy fashion. Therefore, you have to have in your human skill set more and more value add as a creator to be able to create things of value within that ecosystem.
You're very well informed about China. You're very well informed about the front line of AI thinking. Does China have an advantage right now because of its top-down system, its command economy, compared to, say, the competitive prosperity of the West, where the U.S. and Europe and Japan are all working independently, guarding their IP about automation, about robotics? Who's in the lead?
Great question. I think that you have in the West, being Europe and the U.S., in many of the leading companies, using NVIDIA as an example, you have companies that have incredibly bright people where It's not simply something that you can throw bodies at and be successful. So within artificial intelligence, robotics, and these very complex systems, the best and the brightest still are attracted to the free economies of the world, being the West, because that's where they can be very successful. That's where that creative base is. And the example, the best example I could give as an analogy, you can't simply throw four people together and become the Beatles. It takes that creative skill set and that mind, that environment that we have here in the West that is much less accommodating in the East and much more kind of central planning. However, you are still seeing great increases in that capability in China, so don't count them out yet.
Chris Riegel is the CEO of Scholar.com and giving us all a thought experiment. Try to imagine recruiting robots to do what the Beatles did in 1963. Try to imagine that and see how human beings match up. Chris Riegel, CEO of Scholar.com, a global technology firm using automation, artificial intelligence, digital technology to transform the retail space. I'm John Batchelor. This is the Scholar Report, CBS Audio Network.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? WashableSofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabay Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right. Sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slipcovers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out WashableSofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabay sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.